What I would love to talk with you a little bit about briefly is what you do see as being some of the differences between the Canadian consumer versus the American consumer or global.
There are nuances and differences. But as it relates to Canadian and American consumers, you know, there's a lot of cultural things that are different. Obviously, we're a little more humble. There's a lot more humility in our culture. So the way that you advertise and talk to consumers is a little bit different. Hmm. There isn't the same. It's a different kind of national pride. It's a little more understated. So that's one, you know, nuance that we're careful of.
So how would that translate through? Well, can you give me an example?
Well, if you see a real, if sometimes when we see creative coming out of the U.S., and obviously we're joined at the hip with them, I mean, we're doing some of this co-development together, but sometimes U.S. creative is multicultural. The makeup of the U.S. is different than Canada.
Right.
So sometimes you'll see just a little too much Americana, and that can turn off a Canadian consumer, or they say that's not for me, they mustn't be talking to me, that doesn't relate to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, there's the traditional red, white, and blue, or, you know, celebrating kind of more of a 4th of July kind of look celebration versus a Canada Day celebration, you know, so you just see those types of things and you watch for them. Television creative and television content is still critical to our business. It's a great way to build awareness, and lots of Canadians are still interacting with content that way. But we are absolutely shifting our total marketing spend and increasing the amount of money we spend in digital marketing. That is where the consumer's going, and obviously that is how we will grow our business in the future. Last fall, we launched an initiative at Adweek in New York called Mobile Futures, and we've basically created intrapreneurs within our company to work with up-and-coming technology startups that have really great ideas that could be applicable to our brands, and we basically put out a call, you know, a call to them saying, what are you doing that's cool and hip that would jazz us up and would relate to some of the brands that we're working with in a snacking and impulse category? And then we read through a lot of these initiatives, and then we vetted that, and then they came in, and I had the opportunity actually to go down and hear these folks speak about what they are doing in the industry and how they might partner with us. And then we selected brands, and brands actually played a role in selecting who they'd like to work with. Then we sent those folks down to kind of incubate for a couple of weeks together on how they would work together. And we obviously, you know, committed to an investment in trying out some new things. They're pumped about it, we're pumped about it. And it's a new way of bringing innovation into our company, having our folks think a little bit more innovatively.
Yeah.
And we're doing some really great things in Canada as a part of Mobile Futures. There is no shortage of data out there right now. My main point of my speech today is not to think about insight as market research per se, but think about all the places in the world and in your company and just around you that you can garner insight about your customer, whether that's a business-to-business customer, whether it's a consumer or a shopper, or a retailer. Pull all those areas where there is insight together, and the competitive advantage is really how you harness that, bring that together. That's where the big aha will come from, that will eventually then motivate creative and drive great marketing. Traditional market research, and not that that doesn't have a role, but it's one of probably 8 areas within your company that you are garnering insight, but maybe not treating it the same way. So a 1-800 number would be an example.
Right.
You know, on the back of most packages, there's a 1-800 number. People call those numbers. It's just fertile for insight, right?
Mm-hmm.
The conversations that you're having, are you, you know, how is that data being used within your company? Traditional market research would be another one. Social media monitoring, what are people doing online, and what types of programs are you using to harness that insight? Any analytics that you would have on your sales data, so syndicated information. Many companies, having been part of the MRA and on the board for 4 years and part of membership, I did a lot of interviews with folks about how they're housing information and treating research and insight, and you'd be surprised how many companies still treat those things separately.
Really?
And yet there is just the talent to me in the insight community needs to come from people who are good at synthesizing, pulling it together, finding the nugget of truth or some nuance that will excite somebody creatively, and then we need to get better at being storytellers and being able to influence with those stories and have people listen in like palatable, digestible bites, mm-hmm. so that they can use all this data and information to excite people and keep them engaged.
Now, you've obviously spent much of your career working in a very large organization.
Yeah.
What are some ideas about what is involved in bringing those different types of data together and how companies can do that more effectively?
Structure drives behavior. So you need to be able to, if it isn't physically moving them together under one leader, which I realize is a little naive to think that that can happen quickly. But if you create ways of working within your organization and get the folks that are in charge of those areas and set up a system for them to be communicating, mm-hmm. and analyzing data together and sharing,
yep.
and even going into their data or their databases or their work with just a little bit of a different mindset based on what someone else might have uncovered, that's where you get the collaboration and coming together. And so I still think right now there's, you know, this is an insight from this group, this is interesting from here, and are we hiring talent who can really pull that together and tell stories, and are we diverse enough, are we hiring people from diverse skill sets and talent, psychology, technology, sociology, business school, statisticians, bringing all those folks and together is where they all come with a different perspective.
Yep.
That's where you breed great insight and great innovation.
Well, and I keep thinking even English grads
within your
English grads should be employable now, because we're all talking mm-hmm. about the importance of story. Are mm-hmm. we hiring people who know how to tell stories?
The Market Research and Intelligence Association is a wonderful organization. But it's not named properly anymore. It's still named like it's in the 80s, even the 90s, maybe a little bit, because we're not market research professionals. We're insights professionals, and to kind of the old-fashioned word of market research, which isn't what we do. A lot of the times, we don't even have representative samples. We're harnessing
yeah.
insight from actually talking to people who can be creative and help motivate us to do something different. So I think the whole industry needs a bit of a refresh and some more PR around it. But I think we're still a bit stuck in the word research
yeah.
and the word market. You know, because there's so many other places to garner insight. Because
yeah.
if marketing and sales are just using your information and operations isn't another,
absolutely.
If the ROI on your work
yep.
doesn't pay back in fast, so then you have to do more work. And then you become a cost, not an investment.
Right. And it's interesting because we're at this point where on the one hand, because of the explosion of data available to us, data and analytics are taking a much more prominent role
they
and
are.
Becoming more important. On the other hand, it sounds like you're pointing out that you need that, absolutely, but you also need some of the human insight
yes.
that goes
on its own,
paired with
so
it.
The combining of all that data, like from a food business, we have all this retail store-by-store data coming at us every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to hire people who can organize that and find some nugget of insight, as opposed to just saying that a bunch of behavioral stats about these people. What are they doing? Why are they doing it?
Yeah.
And then marrying that with research that we do, consumer response, with other areas, cultural trends and health and wellness trends and segmentation work. Obviously, I'm lucky to be part of a company that makes huge investments. But when you bring that stuff together,
mm-hmm.
it's a true competitive advantage. And even if you're a research partner or supplier to a buyer of market research, your work will never be excellent if you aren't getting what they already know at their company about their customer
yeah.
consumer integrated into what you do.
Absolutely.
And so a call to action today is if you don't have that, you've got confidentiality agreements up the yin-yang, ask for it,
mm-hmm.
share it.